Kiddushin Yerushalmi, corresponding to Kiddushin Bavli, Daf Mem Hei. We begin the Yerushalmi on Daf Chaftad Amud Aleph, 15 lines from the bottom of the page with the words Asa Rabbi Abba. Asa Rabbi Abba Bar Kahana, Rabbi Yaakov Bar Idi, Beshem Rishua Ben Levi, Rabbi Abba Bar Kahana, and Rabbi Yaakov Bar Idi quoting Rabbi Shua Ben Levi. Kidcha Shalei Ladas, Vekonsa Shalei Ladas, Zehaya Maisa Uba Avia, Ba'aha Kiddushea. There was once a case of a girl who accepted Kiddushin and performed the sum without her father's consent, and her father came and uprooted the marriage, which is in accordance with Rabbi Yochanan. The Gemara asks the question, Kidcha Ladas, Vekonsa Shalei Ladas, Ma'u Shetechel Betruma. If she received Kiddushin with her father's consent, but then performed the sum without his consent, can she eat Truma if she married a Kohen? Rav Amar Eicheles, Ushmul Amar Eino Eicheles. Rav said she can eat Truma, and Shmuel said she cannot eat Truma. Amar Biman of Rana comes to explain, Taima de Rav, the reasoning of Rav who said that she can eat, Mekeven Shekidcha Ladas, Chazoka Shekonsa Ladas. Rav's reasoning is that since her father consented to the Kedushim, we can also assume that he would consent to the Nesuin. Amar Rabbi Yosi, Brebon, he gives a different answer. Time of the Rav, the reasoning of Rav that says she can eat Truma is she can Mishnah Rishoyna, Arusa Basiso, Oicheles Vetruma is because Rav's reasoning is that the original law was that a betrothed girl can eat Truma. Ma Nafak Min Beinah, and ask the Gemara, what's the practical difference between these two opinions? Answer the Gemara, Masi Odea, her earnings. Adaita de Rabmana, Karav, Masi Odea Labala, Adaita Rabbi Yosi, Brebun, Karav, Masi Odea Lavia. According to the first explanation of Rav Mana, her husband will get her earnings, and according to the second explanation, which is of Yosef Rebun, her father gets them rather than her husband because we're discussing earnings and not Truma. Mesa mi Yosha. The question is, what happens if she died? Who inherits her? Adaita de Rabbi Mana, Karav, Bala Yosha. Adaita de Yosef Rebun, Karav, Mesa Avia Yosha. If she dies, so who inherits her? According to Rabbi Mana, her husband will inherit her, and according to Rabbi Yosi Rabun, it's her father who inherits her when she dies. Asa Rabbi Yosi Rabun, Karav, Mesa Bala Yosha. Rabbi Yosi Rabun follows the opinion of Rav that if she dies, her husband inherits her. Kiddush Shalei Ladas, Vichnis Shalei Ladas, Ma'u Shetechel Betruma. If she accepted Kiddushin without her father's consent, and then performed the Suin without his consent, can she eat Truma? Shmuel Amar, Oichele Shmuel says in this case, she can eat Truma. Isachami, ilu kidcha ladas, the concept shalei ladas, shmuel ama ein oicheles, v'acho oime oicheles. The question is, if he consented to the kedushin and not the nesuin, Shmuel said that she cannot eat, but here he would say that she can eat when he didn't even consent to the kedushin. And the Gemara answers, Shmuel avadla ki yaseima. Answer is that Shmuel treats her like an orphan girl during her father's life. If her father watched her accept kedushin and nesuin and he didn't protest, this shows that he waives his right to control her. And that's why she can eat truma.